Radio.com. Radio.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at HigherAscent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday, a heart for worship followed by church reboot with your international brand ambassadors for Christ.
Show is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. Glad to be free.
Mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. But you see, I have been down for so long, feel like all hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. This is your host for Heart for Worship, Becky Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. If you hopped on with us right at 7:30, we apologize for the delay, but we are here and we are bringing God's word and praising and worshiping him this morning, no matter what circumstances trying to attack us and keep us from doing so. So welcome. I just want to say thank you first to all of our sponsors, DMV Builders and Remodelers, Trace Rio Silver, Trinity Wellness, tobeaccountable.com, the Ambassador Programs, all of you that support us in and out week after week, thank you so much. We really strive to do what it is the Lord tells us to do each and every Sunday, no matter how trying that can be some Sundays. We just know that usually in those weeks there's something really important that the Lord has for someone who's listening out there. We don't know who it is. We just are being stewards of what he's telling us to do. So I just want to say thank you again, and we're just going to go right into worship. So if you are ready, you just grab your Bibles and hold them with me real quick, and we're just going to say a quick prayer. Father, your words are life to me. Your words are hope to me. Your words give me everything that I need to make it through this life. And I just pray, Father God, that you just restill a newness in me, a joy in me, and a passion in me to serve you with all of your heart and my heart, Lord. And I just thank you that we have an ending in sight and that you are meeting us there at the end of that road and that we have that hope to look forward to. We can be free and know that your grace is sufficient for the day, each and every day, and your mercies are new every morning. So as we go into this time of worship, Father, I just pray that you open up our hearts, you open up our minds, and you just let your Holy Spirit come and fill us and give us a fresh new touch of you, and that we hear and receive what it is you have for us to say. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let's worship.
Your name is true. Your name is holy. It never runs. Father, I just want to welcome our audience to Souls this Sunday. Becky, again, you leave me in a place where I'm speechless because this morning, as you know, there's no devil in hell that wanted us to be on this show this morning. So with all the technical difficulties that we had, I know that whenever two or more are gathered in his name, and Becky, I know you are gathered here in his name, and I am gathered here in his name. And we are now a three-chord strand with him that will not be broken. And I'm humbled by you, my friend, because what a difference a year makes as we go into this year where you and I have been doing this all by ourselves, and it's coming up on that year. And it's funny because you said, Maria, if it's just us, and this is what God is telling us to do, because both of us, when I got into radio almost 4 years ago, I'm going, I don't want to do radio, Lord. This is not what I want to do. And when I asked you to do it with me, you were kind of, yeah, because you had some experience, and I really wanted you to do your own show besides this one, and you were didn't really want to, and now today's show is exactly on the reality that both you and I are walking right now, and are we a good steward of our dreams? And before we go into that, I want to just say a special thank you so much to all of our archive listeners. The numbers are going up, and I know that in the name of Jesus that it is him and only him, because I know that he is shining through us. I know that we have proof, Becky, and that proof is the clients that God continues to bring into all of our lives and the reflection that we're getting from them, and it's amazing to watch in the testimony. But I want to thank all of our archive listeners who continue to join us weekly. And I want to thank all of our sponsors, especially B&B Builders. Robert, thank you so much for all of your support. You bless us all in ways that you just do not know. So I just want you to know that we are praying every day for blessings to be rained down upon B&B Builders here in Orange County, but he will go wherever he is called to go, in Jesus' name. And I want to thank all of our sponsors for Trace Rios Silver and Llano, Texas, and all those down there, and our beautiful Aunt Vicki, and Becky, Trinity Wellness, and what you're doing in Marie's life, and the transformation that is going on with our ambassadors through Trinity Wellness and the people that you have sponsored up with. Would you like to share a little bit about your sponsors? Because, again, this all has to do with, are you a good steward of your own dream, and what does that mean? And by thanking all of our sponsors, it's truly by us staying focused on what God is telling us to do, Becky, even when it hurts, even when we don't understand, because truly going back and selling engagement rings is so much more fun right now thinking about it. But I know that he just keeps telling me, and I really don't like this word, and I can't believe God's telling me this, but he is as clear as day. Just sit down, shut up, and enjoy the ride. And so I want you to thank your sponsors, because each and every one of these sponsors are helping you steward this dream that you just didn't know what it was, and God Almighty, we're doing radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. And Yeah, Tammy over in the Seattle area. She is my cohort at Trinity Wellness, and she is with Iron Angels. And there's a little bit of echo, so I apologize if I'm hesitating. But she has partnered up with me just because she has a heart for women and believes that every woman should have time to take care of themselves and eat right and live right and honor their bodies that God gave them, because it is the house of the Holy Temple, so, or the Holy Spirit. So she has willingly come aboard and is working with our ambassadors. Maria is our first one through the program, and she has designed a specific program for Maria. She has designed a food plan, and she is visiting with her based upon her own specific set of circumstances in her health and where she's at. And last I checked with Marie, and I'm sure it's probably more than that now, but she was down 32 pounds. So that is awesome. Just Tammy, if you're listening, I appreciate you more than you know. We need more folks like you, ladies like you that have a heart to just really just give back for all that has happened in your life and your passion. So thank you. And, you know, what's funny is, you know, God is always right on time. So I just, before we get going, I'm going to read my devotional today because I think it's right on and pertinent. I was a little behind on my devotional because yesterday I was really busy with driving and meeting with people. So today, when I hopped into my devotional, it was Luke 16:10. And so I was trying to get there. And Luke 16:10 is the parable, let me see here, the parable of the shrewd manager. And what Billy Graham says is, it's called What God Expects. It says, what God expects and all God expects is that we dedicate completely all of our talents and gifts to him. That is the meaning of the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25. Read this parable and you will see that we are always rewarded because of our faithfulness. You can be just as faithful as anyone and have the commendation of the Lord. Take the one talent you have and invest it in eternal things. Some talented people lose their reward because they do things to be seen as men. Some untalented people lose their reward because they fail to dedicate what they have because it is not noticed by men. Both have sinned equally. Let me be not concerned with the praise of men, but may my talent be completely yielded to you, Lord Jesus. And the scripture that he based that on, Luke 16:10, says, anyone who can be trusted in little matters can also be trusted in important matters, but anyone who is dishonest in little matters will be dishonest in important matters. So I thought that was funny because that was the first thing I read this morning after you told me what you were going to be talking about today. So let us share that.
I'm telling you, there is no coincidences in life, and as you know, it's a miracle that we are on the air this morning. So I'm telling you,
it was a challenge this morning, but that's okay.
That's okay. You know, the first song I'm going to play is the song that's going to bring us right into what it is to dream. And I love this singer because it reminds me of my brother-in-law who passed away, and he just loved Elvis so, so much. And whenever he saw me, because his perspective of my first marriage, being my husband's brother, was very unique. And it was funny because just a couple weeks before he passed away, he sent me a Facebook message, and I'll never forget it. And he said, you know, it's time that you and I sit down and talk. And I said, yeah, that would be great. Because I always knew, even though he had to be supportive of his brother, no matter what, and he was, and I understood that, I also knew that he understood my heart, and he knew my dreams. And this song I want you to just to sit back and listen to, because today we're talking about being a steward of your own dreams. And when God plants something into your soul that's so deep and you know it and you know that it's him and there is nothing else that's going to shake that thought, you know that you have to follow your dream. But I want you to take this and understand that we're looking at the bright side of it all, and it's fun and it's uplifting, and I chose this song just for you, Gene. So heaven is singing, Hebrews 12:22. Though I come to Mount Zion of heavenly angels, where heavenly hosts are coming in joyful assembly. Here we go.
Gets restless, time to move along. When your heart gets weary, time to sing a song. But when a dream is calling you, there's just one thing that you can do. Well, you gotta follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. You gotta follow that dream to find the love you need. Keep on moving. Gotta find me someone whose heart is free.
someone to look for my dream with me. And when I find her, I may find out just what my dreams are all about.
Completely enjoy the ride now that we've got Heaven dancing and singing up there, and they are all focused on what we're doing. Becky, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to this song, and She's Gone Country with Becky is getting ready to explode. I can feel it, you feel it, I know it. It's Holy Spirit. It's that Psalms 37:4, you know, that you delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall grant you the desires of your heart. And Becky, you really didn't know when we first started doing this what it was that you wanted to do, and then boom, God planted that dream, that seed, and now that dream, you've gone through the labor pains, and now you're getting ready. You're in the last hours, and I can remember you telling me, Maria, you're going to go with me. And Becky, I love you. And you're called for something huge. And I am so blessed to be able to watch. And I feel like this mother eagle that's getting ready to push her baby out, and you get to fly. And I am just so blessed to watch where God is taking you. So how do you feel about following this dream and going back to your roots?
Well, thanks, Maria. I'm glad that you're first and foremost. You know, I giggled last night when I watched your videos on our Facebook page, and I think Aunt Vicky's on the phone listening this morning too, so she can, you know, press one. She knows how to do that and chime in too. But she texted me like 5:30 this morning. She says, "Is that Maria?" And we were just giggling, and
I was country before it was cool, Becky. See, I was country before it was cool, and then it was not cool, and I was still country, and then no one knew I was country, but I was still country, kind of that undercover country.
You were that closet country, weren't you?
Oh, wait, Vicky's coming on. Here she comes. Here you go, Aunt Vicky.
Good morning, Aunt Vicky.
Good morning, Becky. Good morning, Maria. I just want to tell you, Maria, I tell you what, we've got some gigs lined up for you. That was fantastic. Very quickly, I love you girls. You are a blessing to my life. And she's one country with Becky. And I get to go with Becky. I get to go with my beautiful mini country and with you, Maria. Thank you.
I think it's just so amazing. Again, it's restoration. It's restoring things, too. I feel it. It's just such a thing. Becky, what are you feeling as far as this really, truly being able to weave what we've broken in our communities and really start to weave this restoration of families is what I'm feeling is what you're going to create with She's Gone Country.
You know, it's a weird thing. I didn't get to share it with you yesterday because I was traveling. I was on the road from, like, 7 till 4 yesterday, just back and forth doing stuff. I drove to Moses Lake, which is about an hour and a half away, and, you know, there's just something. I was on the phone a lot with Aunt Vicky this morning or yesterday, so she understands. I get such a breath of fresh air when I drive up that hill out of Spokane and I hit that road, and I know that that's the little girl in me, just because I've got that little bit of gypsy blood in me. And there's a song by Kelly Pickler called Little Bit Gypsy, and that's like my mojo song, because that's just how I feel. It's like, you know, I need to be on the road and just be who I am, and that's what kind of being back to my, She's Gone Country, back to her roots is. It's just getting back to, you know, each of us is born into a family. We don't get to pick our families. We don't get to choose who our families are, but there's importance and meaning in our families, whether we like them or not, and we need to understand what they are and take value in where God's placed us on this earth. And I kind of forgot about it for a while, and just some wounds and hurts and things that I didn't want to deal with. that asked us in reconciling unit and really teaching me about forgiveness and grace and love, it's helped me to realize that that's the part of me that's been missing. Because I have God, but there was just always something, you know, about me that just didn't seem like I was complete. And so, as you know, this last year has been a journey for me, and I'm not one to sit and talk about myself, but yesterday was a real revelation for me because he did. He was like, well, what do you think about radio? And I'm like, yeah, whatever, I've done it. You know, what do you need? What do you want? And I'll help you, sure, you know. And yet all along, you know, the Lord shows us what our gifts and talents are. And I think for a year I told you I know what my gifts and talents are, and I just didn't know how to maneuver them. And even this morning I'm sitting here thinking, how funny are you, God, that I could not make the connection between you telling me I needed to speak and write and exhort, and you, Maria, telling me, how, what do you think about radio?
Yeah.
Hello.
What's funny?
And
you know what's really funny? Go ahead.
But
go ahead.
Yesterday when I was on the road, you know, sometimes I was telling Vicki, you know, I just want to make sure that as we're doing this show and we're building it out, that I don't get lost and caught up in the building phase of it and the marketing phase of it. I mean, that's part of it, but I just want to remember it's truly what the Lord's telling me to do. And remembering that when we have our guests on, it's what the Lord wants to direct and orchestrate. And so yesterday we had a lot of interviewing to do with some guests. We had some phone calls we had to make and connect with and, you know, confirm up some dates. So Aunt Vicki and I got on the phone first thing yesterday morning with a gal down in Grangeville, Idaho, which is a little southeast from where I'm at. And she's a radio DJ down there for country stations. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She's a Christian. And she was a former Miss Rodeo Washington from back when Aunt Vicki was Miss Rodeo Oregon. And so we just talked. Gosh, Aunt Vicki really talked like an hour. And I was just amazed at the conversation we had and how what God was doing in her life and what God was, you know, calling her to do in a place she didn't know why she was there. And then I talked to Tom Anthony Lucia, who I know you don't know who he is, Maria, but if you've ever seen the previews on A&E for Rodeo Girls, he's on the A&E show Rodeo Girls. He's a trick roper, and he's a rodeo announcer. And his dad used to be, or still is, has the little dogs, collies, that have the monkeys on them, that he does a specialty act in the rodeos. And that's how I knew, because Tommy Lucia used to go to our rodeos. Anyway, thinking I was going to get him on the show, and he was going to be like, yeah, I love God, da-da. And then go into his ministry, you know, what the Lord's done in his life. And it was just this progression yesterday of everyone that I talked to and met with. And on the way home, I just thought, wow, I was so blessed to listen to what God's doing in your life, and it just confirmed to me what it is I'm doing and why that God's calling me here, why I've got Aunt Vicki, why I've got Donna Lynn, why I've got Cody, why I've got you. I mean, it's like it was just a clear, okay, Lord, I'm just stewarding this ship. I'm just telling, you know, I'm just going where you're telling me to go. This is you. This isn't, has nothing. It has something to do with me, but I believe that what it has to do with me is just the completeness of walking out what my gifts and talents are to be a blessing for those, you know, to be a light and to lead people to the kingdom.
What's really cool, too, is everything that you are talking about in our relationship since 2001, actually, I think is when we started communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This entire time, Becky, I want you to stop and I want you to think. You said something to Aunt Vicki, you know, I know the marketing and you don't want to get caught up. Well, that's what four is about. And you being a four ambassador and becoming a four ambassador in October is going to be the light of shining accountability on why that will never happen, because we have seen, we have witnessed when somebody's ego gets in their own way. And that is what four is about. And as I'm sitting here and someone said, you know, they criticize me all the time. Well, Maria, what is it that you're doing? You know, if you say that you're doing this, why aren't you? Well, you know, God said to create public speakers. And the other day someone said, well, you're not a public speaker. And I said, and I thought to myself, no, every week I get up on Sunday. Okay. And by the grace of God, I public speak. So yes, he's created this platform of public speaking on Soul Sister Enterprise under 4 Radio. And now we're going to open that up to our Ambassador Pageant's sponsorship package under Soul Sister Radio. And that's going to now be the sponsorship platform for our pageant title holders. So I love what God's doing. So we are creating. You have created a platform of public speaking. One of the other things as an ambassador for Christ is to really make sure that you do go back and look at your ancestry. As you see that my family has done that, my sister has blessed me with some information that I've shared with you guys. And in order for us to really understand where we're supposed to be going for him, we truly need to understand where we've come from. So going back to our roots and me singing all of Loretta Lynn's songs like that, you can't believe, Aunt Vicki, if I sat down with you and we watched Coal Miner's Daughter, I could say every single word verbatim of that song, even Doolittle's words. And I swear, every single one, even the my most favorite one, was when he was kicking her out for the first time, because she got married, what, when she was 14, right? And he's kicking her out for the first time, and he's packing up some things, and she says, "Do, are you leaving?" And he says, "No, I ain't leaving." And he kicks her out. He was so going back and singing those songs, and Kate just came on the line, and Kate, when I'm singing that one song that we posted last night, Kate, how wasn't it fun last night singing country? Because you sang some country too.
Yeah, there's something really fun about that. I don't know what it is. It's just, I love it.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Last night, and Aunt Vicki, and I'm blessed to have you guys here, we had the time of our life, and Becky, going back and really being a steward of our dreams, and Kate, you're figuring out what it is that God's trying to tell you to do with what it is that your dream is coming. It really does, when we stop and just let him do it, because truly, when you just step out of your own way, it's amazing what happens. So I just want you ladies just to sit back and just listen to the time of my life, capital M, Lord within you. Let him work. Sit down, shut up, enjoy the ride. And no, I still don't like shut up, but I hear God telling me, so just sit down, shut up, and enjoy the ride and have the time of your life.
Oh, wow.
I've been waiting for my dream to turn into something I could believe in, and looking for that magic rainbow on the horizon, I couldn't see it until I let go, gave in to love, watched all the bitterness burn. Now I'm coming alive, body and soul, feeling my world start to turn.
Time.
When you finally understand what it is to be a good steward of your dreams, it really has to do with being obedient to what God is telling you to do, to get out of your own way, to focus on the good of it all. Because truly, Becky, as you know, when you're being obedient to God, and Kate, you know, and Aunt Vicki, I'm sure you know, when you're being obedient to God, it is not the easiest thing, and people will come and go into your life, and it is hard work to be a good steward of the dream, even when you don't know what it is. The first thing is to be obedient, and then once you get to the obedience, you start to tune into the discernment of your life. Then you start to focus on the people that are around you, and are they going to elevate you and empower you in this dream, even if you may not know what it is? This obedience causes you to create the environment around you that's going to edify you, give you everything. Truly, I'm telling you the truth. Becky, you have watched it. You have watched it now for a long time. And it's interesting to see even these songs that God threw in here. I barely knew that last song, and look at you, you loved it. Okay, and I love that song.
Yeah, I love really that awesome song.
When you move,
I thought we were going to go back to Patrick Swayze and Dirty Dancing with the Time of My Life. So I was waiting for that one to come back. I'm like, oh, nice.
I forgot about that one. I'll have to have that one too. Anyway, but being a good steward of your dreams is not easy. Even It's taken Kareem, I don't know how long, to even figure out what it is that is hers. And just this weekend, she is on that journey. And we are sending prayers to you, Kareem, as you enjoy the ride with God and take off. And really, just she is going towards her dream. And she is going to take 1 year and just dedicate it into educating herself and into becoming the best Christian practitioner that she can possibly be. And I know that that is her gift. I know that that is her calling, and that is her destiny, and that is her dream. And again, we've all watched her. Kate, you're right there. What does it mean to you to be a good steward to God first, but then to truly, because you're in that place where you think you know what he's telling you to do, but you're still kind of waiting?
You know, it's a tough place to be. I really relate to what you were just saying, because even people who love you and, you know, should want the best for you, your family, maybe your spouse or your boyfriend, whatever, and your children, a lot of times they will speak against your dream, or other people will speak against your dream and tell you, no, you can't do that. That's not going to happen. Just walk away from that. Do something practical. That's my parents. Do something practical. That's never going to work. But you know what? Those are actually curses against your dream, and you need to cancel out those curses and come against them. And you need to declare that scripture that says, no weapon formed against me will prosper, for my righteousness is from the Lord. You just have to push on and not let anyone discourage you. And I love, love, love that video that you put up of Tyler Perry and everything he went through. And I don't know, it's that singleness of focus. Once you know what that thing is, and just focusing on it and not letting anything stop you, that is so important. And I get discouraged. I have children to support, and sometimes I think, oh, you know, get the next job that comes along. But God keeps saying no. He keeps closing doors that look like really good, logical doors to me, but he closes them because he's got something better right around the corner. I think the hardest part is the waiting and seeking him every day, saying, okay, Lord, put me on the right track.
And when you say that, be careful. Okay, he may tell you just to sit down, shut up, and enjoy the ride. Okay.
That's totally true. Yeah.
And truly, it's an interesting place to be. But again, when you just said, I love Tyler Perry's video as well. And however, when someone said I needed to just stay focused on one thing, four is huge. And I used to sit and cry by myself going to God, you know, this is huge and everyone's telling me I need to focus on one little thing. And I know I need to focus on one little thing, and that little thing is four. And Becky, your understanding, as big as four is in my life and as important as it is to the women in leadership who have locked arms and are accountable for their own dreams individually and who have collectively come together because we've seen what the ego can do. It's four is just little, itty-bitty, this dream. So to me, when someone said I needed to narrow it down, I saw the bigger picture. And four is just a little thing, even though it's huge in of itself. We've got the ambassador program. We've got the image makeover program for our ambassadors, so we all have gone through and walked through and are accountable to each other, and we know what each other have gone through, just like a military officer understands. Each military officer went through the same boot camp. And then we have the ambassador pageants, and then we have this radio, and then we have this and that. And yeah, when you start looking at it, it's huge. But really, Becky, compared to it, now that you're seeing how big She's Gone Country is going to go, you see what I mean?
And I think, Marianne, if you would allow me some time, I think reading this part of the scripture is really important because for years I didn't understand it. I mean, I did, but I didn't. And I'd like to read it. And then I'd love, I mean, Aunt Vicki's great at breaking the word down. So if she's still listening, I'm going to let her chime in after this. But if you don't mind, can I read this real fast?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Matthew 25, and it's the parable of the talents. It says, and then this is Jesus speaking, and he says, and again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to one, another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with him. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I've gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you have entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here it is. Here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I harvested where I had not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the banker so that when I returned I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even when he has, will be taken from him, and thrown that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, what I get out of this whole thing is, you know, I've read this time and time and time again, and as I read it this morning, the word that stuck out bigger than life was fear. The one that didn't take a talent and do what God called him to do was in fear, and that's why he called him a wicked and lazy servant, is because he didn't trust God's faithfulness, and he didn't trust God to bless him and enlarge his territory. And I just really got that it was fear. And I think fear is what holds us back from our dreams. And I don't know if you ladies agree with me, but that's what I got out of this.
Vicki, did you want to say something first?
Well, yes. You know, Becky, I got very much the same thing that you received. And that is that when we're fearful, we can't step out in faith. Faith starts with an F. Fear starts with an F. And we need to put our faith before our fear and make it 1,000 times greater. And because we're human, I feel that, you know, that we have a tendency to pull in and to draw back. Kind of like Becky when we were talking about three steps forward and one step back. But if we remain faithful, and I just want to say you ladies are such a blessing, and I'm so very happy. I was looking for something, too, when all of this came along, so thank you.
You know, Becky, your Aunt Vicki is a blessing, and I know you know it, watching you, too. Again, Aunt Vicki won't need to talk. All of this is going back to our roots, and Kate, you understand. We're all here together.
All a bunch of crybabies.
Today we are, I swear. I'm going to go into this next song because you guys are going to know and remember this song. And right now there is nothing that's going to break our stride. There's nothing. And I wrote something in the information thread this morning that, you know, I'd rather be in the relationship that I am in right now, loving my life in love with Jesus Christ, than anywhere else in the world. And last night I was explaining to somebody that, you know, when you start, when someone asks you, what do you do for a living? And you say, I live the life that I've been chosen to live. And they look at you like, what? You women understand what I do for a living. And to just simplify it, I work for him. And I'm just simply a follower offering restorative education here on Soul Sister Enterprise with you women. And there is nothing that's going to break my stride. And there is nothing that's going to break your stride. I know it. I feel it. This is why we're here. This is why we've been called on Sunday morning to pick up the phone and just talk, because this is what edifies us. So we know that there will be nothing that will break our stride. And right now I can't find the song for some reason. Hold on. Wow, it just
appeared. You can sing it for us.
No, I don't think so. There it is. Here we go. No singing this morning. Oh, my gosh. Four in a row. He made us sing a lot last night, Kate. Four in a row. That was just way too much. But nothing is going to break my stride. running and you're running after your dream and you've been obedient and you have tuned in and chimed into your discernment, you have gathered those women around you and that support system around you and those guardians around you and the right support system and the strength that elevate and empower you, and you've got all that going and you going in a stride, and all of a sudden the enemy pops up in the most unique kind of ways. And this is when wisdom needs to come in, ladies. We've come way too far to trip up right now. And yeah, it may come in a crazy, great package and fun. But you know what? This is when a lot of people get tripped up. This is when compromise starts happening. And I am telling you right now, stay focused. Stay focused. Don't let anything break your stride. This is when Ephesians 6 comes up. Armor up. Put your shield on. Guard your heart. It is the wellspring of your soul. Don't for a minute take your mind or your thought or your desire or your feelings off of the cross. He died for you to be able to live this dream, Becky, Kate, Vicky, Maria, Marie, Corrine, Susie. We could just go down the list. We have more, Star, Shalisa. We've got them coming. If you build it, they will come. Focusing on what God has told you to do. Keep your eye on the ball. Don't break your stride, especially now. As you know, when you are on the back of a horse and that horse is going, you do not want to trip up. When you are in a stride, man, it really, and you don't want to get spooked. This is it. We're galloping. This is it, ladies. Okay? We are going. I feel it. You feel it. Kate, I want you to just sit in prayer and God is just going to blast you with what it is that you're supposed to be doing. And I'm telling you, woman, I hope somebody videotaped your songs yesterday because I was getting ready for mine on the sideline. Because amazing. What were the first two songs that you sang? Because I had never heard you sing those songs.
Oh, what were the first two? I sang Sentimental Journey, Doris Day, and then I think I sang It Had to Be You, Betty Hutchins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. They were amazing.
You know, amazing. And somehow, and it's funny because Roy, the guy that does the music, he hates those old songs. I love them. I grew up with those songs. I absolutely love the songs from, like, the 50s and the 60s. They just grabbed my heart because I grew up with that. And I've been praying about that, Maria, because I've had a hard time admitting it. I believe I'm supposed to be out singing all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
I just don't know how, but I feel like God is going to open that door for me somehow.
I have heard you sing, and I think your voice is amazing. But last night when you sang those first two songs, Kate, whatever it is, whatever that was, whatever you were feeling at that moment, you need to chime into that, okay? Whatever that emotion, whatever that thing that was going on in your soul, and when I talk about your soul, I'm talking about your mind, everything you think, your will, everything you want, and your emotions, everything you feel. Because whatever it was, you hit it. And it was whatever was good, whatever was the original blueprint. Because it was so crisp, it was so clean, and it was so clear. It was truly Hebrews 12:22, man. You were singing from heaven. And so whatever it was, that may be what you need to do. Okay? So I'm just saying. Okay?
All right. Well, God will have to open that door because I have no idea. But you know what? I'm totally ready, willing, and able.
It's amazing. It was just a joy to listen to. So it was a blessing. Ladies, you missed it, but I know that there's going to be an opportunity. In fact, I think October, when Becky, you're going to be here in Southern California, and we're going to get really excited about that very soon. Would you like to share what you're finally going to do in October, and then I will add a little bit to it, and then we're going to go into our last song because we're going to talk about the ambassador program, what that means, and why we're charging what we're charging for it.
You can, I'll let you go ahead and speak on that because, you know, October's still a little ways away, and I'm still in that grasping it all phase.
Becky, you've been involved in this program now for a while, and to truly become an ambassador for Christ, and we're kind of going backwards because how God's doing the whole ambassador pageant now. As of right now, technically, you are our Miss Pacific Northwest Ambassador for Country Living. I'm not sure how you're going to put that yet, but I'm sure you're going to figure that out. And now when you truly go through the ambassador program and the image makeover program that we're practically putting together and creating right now, you understand that you stop seeking outside of yourself for that crown that every little girl wants. We were born to want that crown because we are the daughters of the King. And if we're the daughters of the King, then of course we have a crown. So as little girls, we have that crown. And a lot of us, there's a lot of muck and guck and junk that have been thrown on our crowns. And we've had to go through the process of becoming a diamond again in the pressure and in that dark spaces. And we're rebirthing these diamonds that God has created within us, and we're setting them. Four has been blessed to be able to have worked with diamonds and understand what it takes to craft a piece of jewelry that you place. And Aunt Vicki, you're going to understand because you create pieces like this. And when I worked for Robbins Brothers, it was a blessing for me to sit down with a couple or a man who was in love and just create a piece of jewelry for him and set in platinum or in whatever precious metal, and you set that diamond, and four sets the diamonds that these women are. And some of us don't realize what incredible diamonds that you guys are. And I love diamonds, and not for the same reasons you guys do. I was blessed to work with them for 8 years and understand how each and every one of them is different, and they have such energy. And Becky, you are such a diamond, and She's Gone Country has been placed in my incubator called Four, and it's gone through the image makeover program, and that crown that you've been chasing that I met you in 2002, face-to-face, finally in July, and you were seeking for that external crown. And all along, it's been within, and I'm blessed to be with you, where you get to finally recognize that crown, pull it out from within you, and in October, I get to place it on your head. And that is what an ambassador for Christ is. And I know you understand because I've walked this path with you. I've seen you gone through exactly what I've gone through with your level of obedience. So it cost a lot of money to go through this program, and you have paid every dime. And because you have been an incredible good steward, and you've got your mind set on him, and you will not let it go. So I know that blessings are going to come in. And I'm going to play this quick song, and then we're going to come back. And, Kate, I want you to close us out in prayer. But listen, everybody, keep your mind set on him. Tithe your 10% to where you know you're getting fed by the Holy Spirit.
Right, child.
You know, it's really funny as I'm sitting here and I try to tell people about tithing, and it's one of the things that God tells us to do, and people just have such a crazy spirit about themselves on giving to the church. And really, when I understood what tithing truly means, it's you don't give to the church, you give to the church, quote unquote, that is edifying you. You want to give because what you're receiving, you're getting for free. And it's like a tip, okay? And when God told me that, I went, wow, you're either a good tipper or you're a bad tipper. And I'm a really good tipper. I just realized God said, Maria, you basically reverse tithe, and really, everything that we're doing right now is all under our Guardian program and our To Be Accountable program. Our To Be Accountable program is funding 95% of everything that's happening. And our Guardians are making up the rest. And what I'm learning is I'm reverse tithing. And I love it. And it's not a bad thing. I'm a great tipper. And once you realize that tithing isn't so hard and you're giving, Becky, I want you to tithe to your ministries that you know are edifying you. Kate, I want you to tithe to the ministries that you know are edifying you. Tithe to those people that are bringing you joy, however that means. Vicki, I know you're a big tipper because you're raised in Texas. In Texas, they tip big. So, it's just, go ahead. Did you want to say something?
Oh, Maria, you're such a blessing, and I love the way you put your words together, and I know that you open your mouth and speak, but I know those words come from your heart, and God puts them in your heart.
It's so Him. This is when you know you just move out of the way, sit down, shut up, and enjoy the ride. So that's what I do.
Well, you know, Maria, talking about enjoy the ride, you know, I'm thinking, you know, and of course I had a women's clothing store and I had to close it. Oh, it's been a little over a year ago. But little stickers I ordered to put on everything in the store that came in, they said, find your trail and enjoy the ride. And this is the truth. And I look back on it now and I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, there was a whole message there, and this is Enjoy the Ride. Thank you.
You're welcome. I am so blessed that you are here. And Becky, thank you so much for introducing your aunt. And Kate, you know more than ever what example it is that I am looking at in an aunt and a niece. And so I would love for you to close us out in prayer and know that God is weaving us all to go back to our own roots in order for us to move forward. Kate?
I would love to do that. Father, let us be ever mindful every moment this week that we are daughters of the Most High God. We are daughters of the King. And you said that as you are, so are we in this world, that we reign as kings in this life through Jesus Christ. Lord, let us expect miracles and breakthroughs and little openings on the path to our destiny. Just burn your desire into our hearts, Lord, because we want to please you. We adore you, and we're just here to serve you and to bless others in your name, Lord. Thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to be daughters of the King and to fulfill the destiny that you have in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.